Law has rung. I suspect I know what he's going to talk about, though I won't second-guess him. David Flint, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I suspect you're like many lawyers who've rung me about Barry O'Farrell's comments about the inability to revoke some of these licences. I have written to Barry O'Farrell about that very issue, might add.
Yes, and of course, while the Commonwealth must pay compensation, it certainly doesn't apply to the state. We have precedents that the state, where the state has taken property without compensation. The Rand government did. They stole all the private coal rights because the Crown grants didn't reserve the coal rights to the Crown. So in 1981, the Rand government took the private coal rights and paid them derisory compensation. And then the Greiner government in 1991 took all the petroleum in the state. So it's quite possible. And then you have examples where they don't expropriate the land, but they might as well steal it. They make it worthless and useless. Peter Spencer is a superb example of that. Peter Spencer was the man who went up onto the tower,
yep,
went onto a starvation
because they chose to make his farm a carbon dioxide sink.
That's right. And it was the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth, although it wouldn't sign the Kyoto Protocol at the time, said they'd observe the carbon dioxide emissions limits.
Mm.
And they got the state to do it because the state could do it without paying just terms.
That's
it.
How
they worked together.
That's right. Had it been done by the federal government, they would have had under the Constitution to pay compensation to Spencer. So the Gillard government, or the Rudd government then, asked the state of Labor government to do the dirty work.
Yes.
No compensation.
And then you've got Heather Brown-Pascoe on your,
yes,
program, and Debbie Orr. They've had their property made useless and,
yep,
worthless by the state government of Queensland. And state governments can virtually do what they want to do. And the problem is, of course, how do the politicians get away with it?
Yes, on the counter side of that is, they've got a massive thumping majority in the parliament. Whatever he wants to do, if he thinks it's right to protect innocent people out there who are having their land expropriated, then get into the parliament, argue your case and pass the legislation.
The parties and the factions have totally compromised representative democracy. Burke said that in representative democracy, you chose your representative for the quality of his judgment and opinion. Well, they don't have a judgment or opinion now. They're told what to do. Even in question time on both sides, they're told exactly what to do.
Just come back to this other point very simply. As a professor of law, your judgment, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I'd leave the taxpayer open to a fortune in compensation. I can't do anything. What is your simple answer to that protestation from the O'Farrell government?
We should have had in 2011, when they were elected, a Prime Agricultural and Urban Land and Water Catchment Protection Act, which controlled all of the licences previously granted, revoked them. There should have been such legislation in place in 2011 when the government was elected. They wouldn't have had to pay compensation. And there are plenty of precedents to establish that.
And there is what I call, David Flint, the pub test, isn't there? If you went into the pub and said, now listen, do you know Brian McGuigan? He's a wonderful winemaker. And he's up there in the Hunter Valley and there's acres and acres of orchards everywhere. Now, do you think that should be a coal seam gas? Do we need rules about order? You say, no, you're not coming here. That's the pub test, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. What we've got to do is make the politicians accountable, not just every 3 or 4 years. They've got to be accountable every day.
Correct.
Of every week, of every month. The only way we can do that is by so pressuring them through a campaign that we have the tools of direct democracy that the people have in Switzerland, in British Columbia and Canada, and in many American states. Those tools which allow the people to say, look, you're not doing your job. Which applies to all of us. I mean,
yes,
for example, you're accountable.
Yeah.
I see that in the paper today.
Oh,
you're,
yeah,
accountable for everything you do and say.
Yeah,
you're accountable to your station.
Well, I tell you what we ought to do. First up, when I return, you'll be my first guest and we'll talk about this very issue and how we can give a greater voice, a meaningful voice, to the people. How's that?
Certainly. I'm
good to talk to you,
that.
And you have a happy Christmas. And thank you for those scholarly observations as well, which puts, you know, a knock on the head, this nonsense that we're listening to every day.
And now, a CGB Sport Report.
Right, thank you.
Did you...
Still going.